morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us for the morning show as we talk about prescription drug prices. Governor Evers this week announced 21 appointments to his task force on reducing prescription drug prices. And this comes out of his executive order in August. The group is charged with making recommendations to bring down drug costs in our state. So this task force, they won't meet until next month, but conversation starts right here. Do you forego certain meds because you can't afford them? What kind of tough decisions have you faced? What do you think this task force should know about your situation? We're at 800-642-1234. Ian Hedges is on the task force. He's CEO of the nonprofit HealthNet of Rock County. That's a free clinic providing medical services to uninsured people. And Rock County includes Janesville and Beloit. Ian, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate, for having me today.
So HealthNet offers reduced price services to people who can't otherwise go to the doctor and afford the doctor. But what happens when someone without insurance needs a prescription filled?
We actually are a medication repository, which means that individuals can donate medications to us and then they can be reused for our patients. So we have a medication room attached to our medical clinic. Last year, that medication room actually provided $1.5 million worth of prescription medications for free to low-income uninsured individuals in Rock County.
Wow. So you definitely see a need for that repository.
Correct. And it does not seem like that need is going away anytime soon, not only with the rise of prescription drug prices, but also the increased amount of individuals who are working in the labor force and possibly losing Badger Care and then having no means for insurance. And so, you know, we've seen that the uninsured rate has grown a little bit steadily over the last several years.
For people who can't be without their medications and have to pay out of pocket, how have you seen that affect their lives when they start coming to you at the repository?
I mean, it's somewhat dramatic because individuals will have to forego certain items in their life in order to stay alive. One of the biggest examples that I can tell you about is insulin. We provide insulin for free to individuals who otherwise could not afford it. However, we run short of insulin supply quite frequently, and a box on wholesale for us for insulin is usually around $400 to $500. It has about 5 pens. We have some patients that each month require 16 pens. Now, that's the most dramatic kind of situation, but that's at a wholesale price of more than $1,500 for an individual just to maintain their condition. If they are not able to maintain their condition, it only gets worse, but it affects their prospects for employment and even in some cases housing.
Wow. Ian Hedges is with us. He heads up the nonprofit HealthNet of Rock County. That's a free clinic that provides medical services to uninsured. And he's been appointed to serve on Governor Evers' new task force on reducing prescription drug prices. Ian, how do you plan to apply your experience serving people who are below the poverty line to people who aren't? What universal issues do you plan to bring to the task force?
Well, just like every individual who is even on the insurance market, our patients are still consumers within the market, even though they're coming to us for charity care. So I think that our organization hopes to represent them as consumers, and they have unique understandings or unique issues as consumers that probably need to be brought up to the task force in order to ensure that they are able to afford their medications in the future. You know, I think also the scope of how problematic the issue is dramatically under-noticed. I can assure you that last week when I was walking through our clinic, just over a two-hour period, we served 30 patients and individuals. And during that time, we were able to give their pharmaceuticals to them, and we dispensed more than $10,000 just within that two-hour period worth of pharmaceuticals because the need is so great.
Well, getting back to insulin, and when you look at price transparency and what you pay for medications outright, what do you want to see come through price transparency with prescription drugs?
Well, many states, including California, Florida, and Minnesota, have explored the possibility of price transparency within pharmaceuticals because, as you know, with most products out in the market, it's between you and the seller. But with pharmaceuticals, it's between you and five other individuals, whether that be your insurance, a healthcare agency that you're receiving it from, the pharmacy benefit manager, and the wholesaler and the manufacturer. So clearly, it's a very complex issue that basically ensures that the process doesn't operate like all other products on the open market. So I think that it is a worthy discussion for us to have, especially as many other states have had that discussion because of certain limits that we have in which we can't regulate pharmaceuticals due to that being mostly regulated by federal law.
Do you think the patients who come to HealthNet know what would happen if your resources weren't there for their prescription medications? Because you can fill out forms and apply directly, I understand, to the prescription provider, the maker of the drug. Are there other options for these people?
Well, I can tell you that HealthNet actually is heavily involved with those prescription assistance program applications. Last year, we actually had more than three volunteers assisting our patients applying for those medications, and we were able to receive $800,000 worth of those medications directly from the pharmaceutical companies to our patients. However, those forms are pages long. They're certainly above a eighth grade reading level. They're actually probably meant for someone who is in college or with a university degree. And it's also requires many steps and attachments just to receive the initial approval process. And you have to go through that approval process on an annual basis. So I think that pharmaceutical companies are trying to assist in best ways they can, and they're trying to ensure that the patients who are getting the drugs are the individuals who actually need it. But it still requires a lot of paperwork, which remains somewhat of a barrier to our patients. And so I think what they would have to utilize, unfortunately, are those prescriptions savings cards, but not all generics that are covered under those prescription saving cards are always widely available. And so sometimes you do have to pay that higher price tag for a name brand pharmaceutical.
So the task force first meeting happens on November 20th. There isn't an agenda that's been posted yet publicly, but what would you like to see come out of the task force and some of the first issues you put on the table?
The wonderful thing about this task force that I'm actually very excited for is that it is a bipartisan task force. And also, I think it's an issue, too, that has a lot of momentum coming from both sides of the aisle. How rare is it that President Donald Trump and Senator Tammy Baldwin actually agree on an issue? And this is the issue that they agree needs to have more solutions to in order for consumers to have readily access to medications. So I think what we're really excited for is that all stakeholders, that not only includes agencies like myself and the state agencies, but pharmaceutical companies, healthcare systems are going to be actively involved in that conversation and hopefully coming up with solutions in which there will be fewer barriers for individuals.
Ian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Ian Hedges is CEO of the free clinic HealthNet of Rock County. He will serve on the governor's new task force on reducing prescription drug prices. Coming up, tis the season for the FAFSA. We look at how Wisconsin families are filling out this form for federal student financial aid. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.